Sitter Snippet Series is sponsored by Dr. Robert Judy Brookston in memory of her mother, my wife's grandmother, Edith Goldsmith, Esther Bas Yaakov. We are up to the Pasuk HaMelech HaMiromam Levado Me'az. We describe Hashem in the first bracha of Birchas Kriyashma as the King exalted alone since the beginning of time. What do you mean, Levado? That Hashem is exalted alone. He has no competition. We know He has no competition. He's the one and only God. So what does it mean, Levado? Is Hashem lonely? Is He alone? What does it mean? So one of the ways to understand it is that the way we perceive Hashem, we praise Hashem based on our experience, based on how He manifests Himself to us, based on our feeling of His presence in our lives. But that represents not even a fraction, it's a nothing of who Hashem is. In His essence, at His core, Hashem is so categorically different than anything we know, than anything we're familiar with, that we cannot begin to accurately praise Him. So HaMelech HaMiromam Levado, even without the experiences that we have, even without the minimal exposure that we have to Hashem through the role He plays in our lives, Levado, just as His essence, just at the core of who He is, HaMelech HaMiromam Levado, His Miromam Levado, just at the core of who He is. What is the word Me'az? And how does this work with the next Pasuk, HaMishubach VeHaMifoar, VeHamisnasei, praise, glorified, and elevated, Mimos Olam, since the world began. What is the difference between Me'az, forever, and Mimos Olam, since the world began? So there's a Pasuk in Tehillim, Tzadi Gimel. The Pasuk says, Nachon Kisacha Me'az Me'olam Ata. Your throne is established from old. You, Hashem, are eternal. And the Medrash in Shmos Rabbah says in that Pasuk, Nachon Kisacha Me'az Me'olam Ata, the word Me'az means that Hashem, your throne was not firmly established. Your throne did not take root until Me'az. What is the word Az? You hear the word Az. What does it immediately evoke? Word association, the word Az? Az Yashir, the Shira. Hashem, your throne didn't take root. You weren't fully manifest in this world until Me'az, until the Jewish people sang Shira. What does that mean? Hashem is omnipotent, infinite, perfect. What does it mean He relies on or needs us? What role did we, man, or the Jewish people play? What did we contribute when we said Az? When we sang Shira, what changed? Hashem was in charge before, and Hashem is in charge after. What's different? So the Hilag Chedush Arim says that when we praise Hashem, we're not merely uttering words of praise. We're not just acknowledging like it's a nice thing. Let me praise. But really we are establishing Hashem's kingship in this world. It's what these days are all about. The next few days and Rosh Hashanah at its core are being mamlech Hashem. We are coronating God. Now does God need us to declare Him king to be king? He's the King of Kings, whether we recognize it, acknowledge it, declare it, accept it or not. But the truth is, if we don't, He's a Moshe, He's a ruler. He imposes Himself upon us. But when we accept it, He's a melech, the Gra says. He's a melech when we're mamlechim. Ein melech below am. There is no king without a people. So when we, the nation, we, the people, appoint and inaugurate and establish, when we accept and we welcome His kingship, His monarchy over us, then He's truly on His throne. To be on His throne, ein melech below am. We have to serve as His people. We have to recognize, we have to welcome His rulership over us. So the Chedush Arim says, Me'az, only when we sang Shira, only when we were Mamlech Hashem, when we declared He's King, and He's intimately involved in our lives, and everything happens comes from Him, only then was He on His throne. So the flattery, the praise that we offer, it's not just a nice idea, it's not just flattering Hashem. But that praise, in fact, impacts Hashem. It's the one thing that He can't do without us. Imru lefanai malchios kedesha tamlichuni aleichem. Only when we will be back here in a few days and say malchios, only when we're mamlechim, we say, you're the king. You're the King of Kings. You rule the world, you rule my world. Only then is He king. Otherwise, He is instead inserting Himself upon us as a moshel. The Baal HaTurim writes in Dvarim Chavav, that when we praise Hashem, it's for His glory. When we praise Hashem, it actually impacts Hashem. It, so to say, benefits Hashem in the sense that in this world he can only be a melech because we've appointed him such, because we welcome him such, because we establish him as such. So therefore this pasuk, to understand that HaMelech HaMiromam Levado Ne'az. When was he melech? When is he miromam? When is he exalted and when is he king? Me'az. Only when we begin to sing Shira. Only me'az, when we see his role in our lives. If he's far and distant, then who is he? But Shira, the whole singing of Shira, is hashkacha. The whole singing of Shira is to see Hashem in our lives. When we recognize, when we see, when we're grateful, then he's the melech hamiromam, me'az levado.